Cat Mayo Hour.
Welcome to the Pat Mayo Hour, Week 10 DFS Ownership Recap. Sorry I wasn't here last week, but that's going to happen. But we're back now, so you can figure everything out. If you want to check out the full spreadsheet of ownerships at each position and how they compare in prices in terms of salary, just go to RotoExperts or SportsGrid.com. The Excel file will be up there in order to download. DailyRoto.com, too. I'm going to lend it to those guys because I think they just mock my picks most of the time anyway, but we'll see. Also, big thanks to FanshareSports.com for giving me their updated aggregation of who the touts are talking about this week. There's always a direct correlation between the guys that are being talked up. Generally a lot of obvious guys, clearly, and we'll get to that when we get to running backs, but it's been really good over the past few weeks. We'll review Week 9 to see how the system did, and if you're going to build multiple lineups, Fantasy Cruncher is a really good site, but I tend to use the Fantasy Fanatic, so TFFDFS on Twitter. Go check them out. Tell them Pat sent you. That's just a free plug for me because I do like their system a lot. If you play a lot of multiple lineups, it's a great way to cut down on some of the time it takes to build them all. But let's get into running backs right now at the very top. No shocker, this is David Johnson Chalk Week, and there's going to be a lot of talk going on in big tournaments of whether you should own David Johnson against a field of 200,000 people or not. Well, in the Thursday night contest, he was 64% owned. He is 8,400 on DraftKings, 9,400 on FanDuel. He was the most expensive running back on Fantasy Aces as well. 64% is a lot. You can make a case to fade David Johnson, but if I was only going to enter one lineup this week, you would probably have David Johnson on it. He and Mike Evans are the two guys who get all the volume. They're objectively really great fantasy players to begin with, and they both draw what is, on paper at least, the best matchup you can have. So building teams with those two guys on it, it's probably a bit chalky, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. We've seen chalk win a lot this season. Last week, chalk went bad, but tends to shift back and forth over time. I do think there is a bit of game theory, though, if you do want to go down to some of these even lower-end guys. So let's get to the full top 10. We have David Johnson at 64%, followed by Melvin Gordon, 33%, Jordan Howard at 22%. I found that somewhat surprising, considering Tampa Bay's run defense when Gerald McCoy is in the lineup is actually quite good. Devonta Freeman, 18%, Darren Sproles, 17%. Le'Veon Bell, 14%. Jay Ajayi, 11%. Ezekiel Elliott, 9%. Devontae Booker, 9%. Rob Kelly, 9%. And then it gets into Lamar Miller, Terrence West. They were both at 8%. The Biebs, Capri Bibbs, is at 6%. DeJuan Harris at 5%. Todd Gurley, 3%. He is still sitting out practice with a thigh injury. Looks like he'll play, though. And we don't know with the DeJuan Harris-Carlos Hyde situation just yet. That's going to be a Sunday decision, although it is in the late game. DeJuan Harris could be a nice late swap guy if it looks like Hyde is going to play and he ends up being inactive when the time comes. You're probably going to end up with DeJuan Harris at a pretty good price. I mean, at a very good price. What is he right now? He is $4,100 on DraftKings, $5,200 on FanDuel. That's a lot of salary cap relief if you can maneuver around and get that information in time. So I don't mind that if the news comes out. He caught a lot of passes last week. I would expect the same, being 14-point underdogs at Arizona. Jonathan Stewart is 3, Spencer Ware is 2, Mark Ingram is 2, so was Crowell on Thursday night, and Kenneth Dixon, Peyton Barber was at 2. We still don't have Doug Martin news yet, but if Doug Martin sits, I love Peyton Barber this week. I just think that while he may not be good, he's probably going to end up getting 30 touches or so, because that's what Tampa Bay has been doing to their running backs, and if there is no Doug Martin, there is absolutely no one else in that Tampa Bay backfield to take touches away from Peyton Barber. So even in cash games, for the price, if you do need it, I prefer Darren Sproles in cash down at that level, but taking Peyton Barber, even someone like DeJuan Harris, if we get the news in time, is not so bad. So if you're looking for a way to pivot off the top, and you're not quite sure what to do, well, there are two big names, and one I prefer over the other, but DeMarco Murray came in at 1% ownership, and so did Matt Forte. You can run on the Rams. I mean, and you know the Jets are going to try to do it. If they're winning, they're going to be running the ball, and if they're winning, it's probably because Matt Forte is running the ball so effectively, and DeMarco Murray, with no Derrick Henry this week, is going to get all the touches against Green Bay. I know that is a fearsome front, but we know that he gets involved in the passing game. We know that he's very good and can just run people over. We saw Ezekiel Elliott take advantage of the Green Bay Packers. It seems to me like the GPP play, the tournament play this week, very well could be DeMarco Murray at his 1% ownership if you're looking for a reason to fade David Johnson. I'm not saying doing that, but coming up with a backfield of, let's say, like Jay Ajayi at 11% and DeMarco Murray at 1% is a great way to differentiate your team on the whole, and we know that DeMarco Murray has upside. Jay Ajayi, besides David Johnson, is probably my favorite play this week. I'm very excited about that at 11% ownership. I think that game is closer. The Chargers have statistically the worst run defense in the league. He's going to run the ball like 30 times here. You get him the ball 30 times, he's going to put up fantasy numbers. And 11%, a lot of it has to do with David Johnson being so owned and Melvin Gordon being so owned that it's allowing all these other running backs' ownerships to become quite depreciated. So those guys, if you're looking for tournament plays and you do fade David Johnson, you want to pay up for one of the top-end receivers instead, that is an interesting route to go down. Review, FanShare Sports from last week. I have the wide receiver numbers in front of me. That's not good. Here we go. The running back numbers is what I need. Ezekiel Elliott was the chalk along with Chalk Kendrick West. And those were the two guys who were 1 and 2. They were the most talked up. They were 1 and 2 in ownership. Sproles, Bell, and Booker finished 3, 5, and 6. Melvin Gordon was the 6th most talked up. He was the 4th most owned. So dead on for FanShare Sports in terms of picking out the ownership percentages of those guys last week. This week at running back, David Johnson is obviously number one, followed by Darren Sproles, Jay Ajayi, Melvin Gordon, Le'Veon Bell, Chris Ivory, DeMarco Murray, Ezekiel Elliott, Jonathan Stewart, and Lamar Miller. Miller is somewhat interesting, too. What did Miller come in at? 8% ownership. Where was Ezekiel Elliott? 9% ownership. Like, those two guys, just taking one of them really differentiates your team a lot, and both are in pretty good spots as well. We've kind of forgot about the Texans. You know, they haven't really been doing much. Then they go on bye week. They are playing Jacksonville. Chris Ivory only 1% owned, too. I generally prefer TJ Yeldon because he's playing more snaps and gets all the receptions. But if Ivory can get it going on the ground, like he did a little bit last week against Kansas City, and maybe his touchdown won't be called a fumble, and, you know, he actually gets into the end zone. At 1% ownership, he's great savings this week if you think that the Jags are going to run the ball against the Texans and vice versa with Lamar Miller, that you think they're going to run the ball and pass to him out of the backfield. That combination in that game could be somewhat intriguing if that's a route you want to go down. Not personally for me, as a lot of exposure, but it is a situation that I think that can be exploited a little bit and lead to a lot of low ownership and savings, especially if you do take Ivory. Let's move to receivers. At the very top, we're going to have, and which somewhat stuns me, is Alshon Jeffrey at the very top. I like Jeffrey this week. I didn't think everyone in the world was going to be on him, though. J.J. Nelson also tied for first at 35%. Mike Evans at 19, tied with Terrell Williams. Mike Wallace was at 17, and Steve Smith was at 15 from the Thursday night game. Antonio Brown, 11%. Larry Fitzgerald and Tyreek Hill at 10%. Jordan Matthews and Terrell Pryor, 9 and 8%, as was Rishard Matthews. Now, this is going to be somewhat tough because I think that you're going to see a lot of the top-end receivers get overlooked. Mike Evans is going to be the popular guy. I do think objectively he is the best play, but especially on DraftKings, you have these three guys that are super, super expensive, and it's going to be hard to afford them if you also have David Johnson on your team because he's at 8,400. So Mike Evans, clearly the guy. Antonio Brown is where people are going for, but it's not like, you know, the Eagles have the best pass defense in the league. Julio Jones, and the last time we saw Julio Jones down around the sub 5% ownership, he's at 5% this week. You know, he went absolutely bananas in that game against Carolina and won people lots and lots and lots of money. If you can find one of these high volume guys, one of the elite fantasy players at receiver, and you can get them at 5% ownership, and what is not a bad matchup. Yes, per DVOA, the Eagles have the best defense, but a lot of that has to do with pass rush, not their secondary. They probably have no one to shut down Julio Jones. Their path is going to be getting to Matt Ryan to make sure he cannot throw to Julio Jones. But at a 5% ownership in GPPs, that is a risk you should probably end up taking if you're going to spend up at the position. Again, you don't need to differentiate at every spot. You can have a lot of chalk on your lineup. We've seen lineups win like that, but it's that one or two players that are really good that no one else has, or at least a limited amount of the field have, that can really set your team apart. Julio Jones strikes me as a player that can do that this week at 5% ownership. Right now, again, he is 9,500 on DraftKings, 88 on FanDuel. Hard to squeeze into a lineup, but if you find a sleeper at the bottom, or maybe go a bit more balanced with the rest of your squad, you can fit him on there with another top-end guy and maybe try to reap the benefits. Maybe save some money at QB. I mean, that's an option, too. You can save like $2,000 off the top by taking one of these guys in the low 6,000s on DraftKings or in the $5,000 range. So the rest of the list, we look at it, I mentioned Rishard Matthews at 8%. Kelvin Benjamin is 6%. Stephon Diggs, 6%, along with Corey Coleman from the Thursday Nighter. How'd that work out for you? Yeah, real good. Julio at 5%. Michael Thomas at 5%. Odell Beckham in the Monday night contest is at 4%. A.J. Green at 4% in that same game. Then you have Marquise Lee, Dontrell Inman, Adam Humphries, Jamison Crowder, Emmanuel Sanders. This is actually an interesting cash range. I like Emmanuel Sanders. He's seen back-to-back 10-game targets without C.J. Anderson around in the games when C.J. Anderson has not played. Trevor Siemian is throwing the ball way, way more. And people may comment, well, Emmanuel Sanders is getting all these targets and he's still not doing anything. You are right. But this is against the Saints. Yeah, I know he couldn't do it against the Raiders, but this is an even worse defense. And again, they're probably going to be half to throwing because I think the Saints are still going to score, which leads me to my other super GPP play this week. People are on Michael Thomas, but if you don't think that Chris Harris shadows Brandon Cooks, he is a guy to target at sub 1% ownership. That's kind of crazy. When we get to Breeze, Breeze is like 2%. The Saints stack on offense. If you think they can move the ball, which they should be able to do at home, I know the way to beat Denver is to run on them, but doesn't mean that they can't score touchdowns through the air as well. That is very intriguing to me, because if Breeze puts up one of his Breeze like 325, three touchdown games and no one else has him, you're looking pretty good, especially if that correlates with either Cooks or Thomas or potentially Snead. It's an interesting game stack to go with, or at least a team stack for going up against an elite defense, but this is where you find the true contrarian plays. People always get it mixed up in their head that contrarian plays, oh boy, oh, you have to take this guy, no one's going to own him. Yeah, well, what if he's no good? Like, people don't seem to understand that. A real contrarian play is taking a really good player in a bad spot and hoping that their talent overcomes the situation, and that's what I'm seeing right now with this low ownership on the Saints. Go a bit contrarian there instead of taking, like, Ben Roethlisberger, who everyone is taking, and move on to Drew Brees instead and see how that works out. Again, that's for giant field GPPs, not cash games, obviously, but something to consider, and you can throw Emmanuel Sanders or Demaryius Thomas at 3% in there with it. It doesn't look like Travis Benjamin's going to play, so for cash games, I actually like Dontrell Inman a bit. He's $3,400 on DraftKings, $5,300 on FanDuel, and even in that range, if Alan Hearns doesn't play with the concussion, he's 50-50 right now. Marquise Lee at $3,900 should absorb like 8 targets in that game, even though the Texans, who they're playing, they have a really good pass defense, the best in the league, actually. That might shut down Allen Robinson more than Marquise Lee. Marquise Lee runs a lot more short A-dot routes, very easy to complete passes, and especially for DraftKings for full-point PPR, you can return cash value very quickly. You know, a 6-for-60 day returns 3x value for Marquise Lee in terms of cash games. Jamison Crowder, too. I would expect this with the news that DeSean Jackson is probably not going to play, that his ownership goes up. But right now he's 5,000 and 6,000 between the sites. I think he is an exceptional play here, although I like Jordan Reed more, and we'll get to why in a second. As we review last, you know what? Last guy I wanted to mention. You have guys like Allen Robinson at 2 and Brandon Marshall at 2. Devontae Adams is somewhat sneaky at 2% as well. Everyone's kind of off of him after last week. It shouldn't be a problem. I actually like Devontae Adams. But Nelson Agholor is a sleeper for me this week. He has the most red zone targets in the NFL without scoring a touchdown yet. Now he gets Atlanta. We know that Atlanta gives up chunks of yardage to receivers. They give up touchdowns to receivers. So if you're going to sprinkle a guy who's only $3,100 on DraftKings, he's a great way to save money. He's no lock by any means. He finished with 0 points. It's not what I'm saying. But there is a path to a very big day for him, for a player that no one is going to own. And as I see, like, Tyreek Hill up at the top, Tyreek Hill, yeah, he's in a good spot with probably no Macklin around, but he's $3,800 on DraftKings. He's $4,700. Everyone's on him. Not that I dislike Tyreek Hill, but I think if you're going to go with a similar type of player, Cordarrelle Patterson is not even showing up on this list. He's below 1% ownership. He's even cheaper on both sites. He's $3,400 on DraftKings, $5,500 on FanDuel. I think they have similar repertoires. I think they're utilized the same way, except for Cordarrelle Patterson is actually used more. And it just seems to me like Kansas City's going to try to run the ball all over Carolina, where I think Washington's going to actually put up points, and Minnesota has to throw the ball. Sam Bradford could be in the range of 40 pass attempts this week, and if that's the case, they can't all go to Stephon Diggs. It can't work that way. Cordarrelle Patterson could get between 6 and 9 targets, and it only takes one big one for him to break out. So on the whole, the pivot play from Tyreek Hill is to Cordarrelle Patterson. If that's a route you want to take, that's the one that I will be using this week, and hopefully it doesn't blow up in my face, because, you know, that sucks when that happens. Last week for Fanshare Sports, Dante Moncrief was the most talked up guy between the touts. He finished as number three. Actually, the top four finished 1, 2, 3, 4. So we have Moncrief, Landry, Adams, and Montgomery. They finished 3, 4, 2, and 1 in terms of being talked up. Terrell Williams was the fifth most talked up guy. He finished 17th. In terms of ownership, again, he's one of the most talked up guys this week. When we look at the overall standings in terms of the aggregation, let's see here. We have, he is number eight this week. So I wouldn't expect his ownership. He seems to be the one guy that people just don't believe in. I do very personally. I think Terrell Williams is a fantastic play. Cash, GPP, doesn't matter to me. I think you want to dial up some Tyrell, the gazelle, in this matchup. But with wide receivers, Alshon is the most talked up. I'm in this aggregation. I'm one of the ones talking him up, so it's not too surprising. J.J. Nelson, we saw that bear out in terms of the Thursday night ownership. They were the most owned receivers. Antonio Brown, Rashard Matthews, Mike Evans, Stephon Diggs, Jordan Matthews, Tyrell Williams, Julian Edelman, then Demaryius Thomas, Dez Bryant, and Julio Jones. Julio Jones will... 5% ownership seems about right, but again, that Saints stack is where I'm really going to be looking when it comes to finding a real contrarian play this week at the position. We've all taken jobs to earn extra cash. Back in the day, I used to work in a grocery store. It was good, because I worked in the produce department, and the bulk food stuff was there, and I used to eat all the bulk food. They didn't like that. I didn't get fired, though. But, you know, they probably frowned upon it, put it that way. But now there's just a better way to make extra money on the side, because it's so much easier, thanks to Uber. Uber is the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber is a new way you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off just like your car. You have a few spare hours here and there? Drive with Uber. You ever want to be your own boss? Who wouldn't? Do it by driving with Uber. If you're driving right now, listen to this. You should be earning right now. I'd do it. I mean, I would if I had a car. I don't, but I just use Uber to get everywhere, so it works out. You could drive me around. It'd be great. You can chat fantasy. Actually, I don't like when people talk to me in the Uber. I like to listen to podcasts and stuff. Anyway, every day is payday when you drive with Uber because you can cash out anytime with instant pay. With access to instant pay, cash out your earnings up to 5 times a day with no minimum amount required. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making money for you. So go ahead, get your side hustle on, sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Tight ends. As we get into it, Antonio Gates. Still not sure if Hunter Henry is going to be back or not. Gates comes in at 19%. Regardless, he is $3,900. He's a very acceptable price on DraftKings, $5,700 on FanDuel. CJ Fedorowicz is number two. Zach Miller, the number three guy, is who I prefer at number eight, especially on DraftKings, $3,600. Full point PPR, third most catches at tight end, fourth most targets at tight end, 10th most yardage, and he does have a rapport with Smokin' Jay. My guy, Smokin' Jay, is back, and you know he's going to make people great again. He's like the Donald Trump of football here. Rob Gronkowski, 8%. Lance Kendricks, 8%. Tyler Eifert, 7% in the Monday Nighter. Pitta was 6% in the Thursday Nighter. Ertz, Olsen, Jimmy Graham, who last time he played the New England Patriots was shut out. Big zeros across the board. I will be using no Jimmy Graham this week, although I do like Russell Wilson, some of those receivers. Lockett's another guy I failed to mention as a part of the big potential scoring feast that could be that Sunday night game. Doug Baldwin as well. Delanie Witten, here's where we get into the part where you can really target some guys in GPPs if you want to pay up at tight end, which does not seem like people are doing this week. Travis Kelce against a brutal Carolina pass defense, especially against tight end. They give up 14 yards per reception to tight end, second in DraftKings points and fantasy points on the whole. They give up big plays to tight ends. And if there is no Jeremy Maclin, instead of putting all your money onto Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, probably a better bet. And that is where they are dinking and dunking to inside the red zone right now. So a potential big day for Travis Kelce. Yes, he's expensive, but he's only 4% owned. But if you look at someone who's even less owned, and this shocked me, Jordan Reed, 2% ownership, $6,200 on DraftKings, $7,000 on FanDuel. The Vikings are not good against tight ends. That's why I like Crowder as well. They're very susceptible to passing yardage through the middle of the field. They give up a lot of touchdowns to tight ends, but frankly, they don't play tight ends as good as Jordan Reed a lot of the time. Their big thing on defense, especially through the passing game, is shutting down the outside of the field. Both those guys run interior routes. They run seam routes. They run button hooks over the middle. That should result in a lot of receptions. If you want to use Jordan Reed in cash games and you can afford it, do it. Jordan Reed is going to be an excellent play this week, especially on DraftKings with full point PPR. And if he's going to go off at 2% ownership, I may have max exposure. You don't need a lot to go overweight on Jordan Reed at that ownership. But if you wanted to put him in like 33, 40% of your lineups, I have no problem with that. I think it's going to be a big week for Jordan Reed, especially with Washington coming off the bye. Travis Kelce at 4% is where I'm going to have a lot of exposure as well, especially if I don't end up liking some of these lower-end defense, and I can afford lower-end tight ends, and I can afford some of these guys on my team. Last week, in the Talked Up FanShare Sports Rankings, we had Kyle Rudolph at 1, Antonio Gates at 2. They finished 1-2. Lance Kendricks was the third most talked up, somehow ended up as the ninth most played tight end. That's not bad. If you played Lance Kendricks, Greg Olsen was the fourth most. He ended up third in terms of ownership, so it's going to be pretty straightforward. So when we look at it this week and we see the tight ends, Lance Kendricks is number one. I would expect him to come close to being number one. He's followed by Antonio Gates, Zach Miller, Delanie Walker, Jimmy Graham. As I mentioned, do not play Graham this week. Big time fade. Don't play Jimmy. Don't touch Jimmy. So the following week, after he has a bad game against the Patriots, probably a week you want to take Jimmy Graham. This week, not that week. Ertz, Gronk, Travis Kelce, Tyler Eifert, Jason Witten, C.J. Fedorowicz, and Will Tye. No Jordan Reed on that list, like I mentioned. I think that is going to be a mistake once we look at the results come Sunday. Quarterbacks, Marcus Mariota is at the top, but I will mention that on Fantasy Aces. The quarterback system is two quarterbacks, so the ownership percentages don't add up, and it really tailors itself to allow for cheaper quarterbacks to be over-owned because you want to go high-low or go low-low and then build a super team around them. You won't be afforded that luxury on FanDuel or DraftKings. But Marcus Mariota at 31%, Dak Prescott at 22%, Flacco at 19%, Cutler at 17%, Roethlisberger at 14%, coming off the bad week back at home. Apparently that's all it needs for Ben. Brady at 10%, Wentz at 10%, Palmer at 9%, Phillip Rivers at 8%, Jameis Winston at 8%, along with Cody Kessler. How'd that work out? Cody Kessler sucks. Cam Newton, only 6% ownership. And this sub 6% region is very enticing. So we have Cam Newton at 6, Eli at 6. He's not on the Sunday slate, so don't worry about him. Rodgers at 5, Ryan at 5, Wilson at 3, Drew Brees at 2%. Even Simeon in the best matchup of the week is only 3% ownership. I would just target those guys. Or Brady at 10%. I would stay away from the chalk at the very top. Like, I like Mariota's spot. I love Smoking Jay's spot. And I understand that's a great way to save money. But if everyone's taking these guys, there's going to be value on the actual elite quarterbacks in decent matchups who can post a lot of points. Or even in the case of Breeze, a guy who's just great at home all the time, consistently racks up fantasy points, even against good defenses. And it's not like Denver has been lights out against the pass either. We saw Atlanta light them up. We saw Oakland do it to them on the ground. But Atlanta was able to move the ball on them through the air. I expect to see the Saints do the same thing. Drew Brees 2% ownership. Sign me up. I'm going to have a few stacks that way and really enjoy it. Last week, Colin Kaepernick was the most talked up quarterback. He finished 5th in ownership. Aaron Rodgers was 2. He finished 1st. Dak and Luck were 3-4. They finished 4-3. So the aggregation for FanShare Sports in terms of quarterbacks, at least at the top, has been very accurate. So this week we have Marcus Mariota, Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, Jay Cutler. Expect those four guys to be the four highest-owned guys. Swear to God. It's not going to be anything, you know, outside of the box from it. When you keep going down, you have like Wentz and Prescott, Brady, Simeon, Palmer, Manning, Dalton, Smith. Like, there's a lot of good quarterbacks that just aren't on that list. Russell Wilson is a good preference of mine as well. I mentioned that I don't like Jimmy Graham, but I do think this is a very game script positive game for him. It's a very high team total. It's in a primetime game. It's just a situation where they're going to be trailing, at least you'd expect them to be, forcing them to pass a lot. It's not like they can run the ball anyway. And with Russell Wilson, you always have the added ability to get those rushing yards and potentially some rushing touchdowns. We haven't seen him run the ball like we expect Russell Wilson to run, but last week, Monday night, was very encouraging when he did the keeper himself and ran it in for the 6. Gotta like that. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans proudly supports the Pat Mayo Hour. Rocket Mortgage brings the mortgage approval process into the 21st century. Fast, powerful, completely online. Rocket Mortgage has taken all the complicated, time-consuming parts of applying for a mortgage out of the equation. You hate searching through stacks of old files and paperwork? Well, with Rocket Mortgage, you can easily share your bank statements and pay stubs at the touch of a button, helping you get approved in minutes for a custom mortgage solution that's been tailored to your financial situation. And even better, with Rocket Mortgage, Do all this on your phone or tablet. It's a quick online process you can manage from the convenience of your couch. So, if you're looking to refinance your mortgage or buy a home, check out Rocket Mortgage today at quickenloans.com/mayo. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030. Defenses. Who do we have at the top here? Chargers, really, 25%. Pass? I mean, the Chargers are fine, but they wouldn't be my go-to DFSD. Skins, on the other hand, are. They are at 12% ownership, 4,400 on FanDuel, 3K on DraftKings. They're my favorite defense of the week for floor and upside. I just believe that their adjusted sack rate being 6 against Minnesota's offensive line, which is 29th in a game where Sam Bradford could potentially have to throw the ball 30-plus times. That just sets up a very good recipe for sacks, turnovers, pressures, and potential scores. So I like Washington a lot. The Ravens were at 11%, and that turned out really well if you played them on Thursday night. The Cardinals were only at 11%. I expected them to be the most popular defense. And when I look at it in terms of where they sit in Fantasy Aces pricing, they're $3,400. The Ravens were only $3,200. So I'd expect all 11 of that percent to go on to the Cardinals against Kaepernick at home. I think that's a nice play if you can afford it. It's a bit too pricey for me for what I want to do with my lineups on DraftKings and FanDuel. Obviously, they're a little bit more expensive, and I do want to try to save some money. So I'll fit them in where I can, but they're not a necessity to have. I really do like Washington in that spot. Rest of the list, we have the Rams at 7, Vikings at 5, Jags at 4, Saints at 4, Panthers at 3, Jets at 3, the Bears at 3, Texans at 2. Texans aren't a bad play this week. I thought they'd be super chalky, but they are super expensive when it comes to defenses. Two that I like a lot in terms of tournament play, we have the Packers at 1% ownership. I know their defense is not very good, but Marcus Mariota has been gifting teams just scores on the other side of the ball. So while they might score 30 points, the Packers defense actually a good adjusted sack rate as well. And if Marcus Mariota is going to continue to turn the ball over, that could be a very good recipe for fantasy points at low ownership. The one that I like better is the Kansas City Chiefs at less than 1% owned. I think it's a high-risk play, but I do think that you can get to Cam Newton. That offensive line is not great. They have 6 sacks each of the past 2 weeks. Justin Houston probably not going to play, but he could. He's off the PUP list. We won't know until Sunday, but probably not. But even if they don't have him, they can generate a lot of pressure. And I think this could be a big letdown spot. And now that everyone's back on the Cam Newton train, everyone's back on Carolina. Oh, Carolina's going to make a run. Did you see them beat the Rams? Nice work. Nice work, Carolina. Just beating the Rams by 3. Real great effort. The Chiefs can score on defense. We've seen this before. And if they're going to pressure Cam, he's not afraid to make mistakes. You can throw a pick 6 in there. So the Chiefs at sub 1% ownership at a pretty reasonable price, $3,500 on DraftKings, a bit more expensive. That will keep people off of them. But again, with these defenses, they're very high variance, and they are a spot where you can really distinguish yourself from the field if you can hit. I think the Chiefs do have a good scoring defense. Carolina special teams, not great. That could be a reason, actually, if you wanted to play Tyreek Hill, that he could be a punt return monster in this game. They might even score a kickoff return touchdown, which would lend itself very nicely. That's going to do it on the Pat Mayo Hour. If you want to think about the defenses who are getting talked up, go to fanshare.sports.com. I'm going to save that one. You know, I don't want to spoil that. So go to the website, check it out, sign up, give those guys a hand. They do a lot of good work and for free, which is something that, you know, is just great for this industry and great information to have heading into Sunday if you're playing these giant tournaments. So I'm Pat Mayo. You can follow me at ThePME on Twitter. If you don't, you probably should by now. And subscribe to the Pat Mayo Hour on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic. And Audio Boom, the new hosting site for the Pat Mayo Hour, plus all the video versions up on the Fantasy Sports Network TV channel. If you don't have it, call your local cable provider. If not, check it out on YouTube, Roku, Apple TV, all on demand, all free. Have a good week this week. Win a lot of money. I want to win a lot of money. I hope you win too. Pat Mayo, I'll see you next time.